Get better results from your digital marketing with Living Online. Book a strategy session now at livingonline.com.au.
We are headed for a beautiful top of 21 in Perth today, currently 5 degrees, which is lower than the minimum expected today.
Is it really?
The minimum was meant to be 6.
It's always coldest before the dawn, Pete.
It is lovely to get up this time of morning, look out the window over Roberts Road and Subiaco and see that beautiful skyline as the sun begins to come up this early.
It's certainly trying, isn't it?
No. As the Earth rotates towards the sun.
Oh, thank
the
you,
sun's
Matt.
Not moving.
No, that's a fair point. Mm. Yeah, yes.
Space Gandalf.
Space Gandalf.
Space Gandalf taught us everything we know.
Amazing. All right. Hey, Mark Philippoussis joins us on the show.
The Scud.
Not too far away. The Scud ahead of his appearance on SAS Australia tonight.
I'll tell you what. You know, there are certain times a year that you go, you hear the first Christmas song when you're in Coles or something. Mm-hmm. You go, oh, surely it's too early for that.
Yep.
And I saw that Aquinas, some boys have misbehaved and done a bit of water ballooning, and the whole of year 12 basically has been told to go home, which is, you know, I'm not getting into the do's or don'ts about that, but it seems very early to be having muck up day, doesn't
yeah,
it?
I guess.
It does, yeah.
Well, because their exams will be
I
soon,
guess so.
Right? Like, at this time of year, they're smashing out exams. Like, I remember year 12 feeling like half a year.
Yeah.
You know, half a year's work and then you're out.
I feel like we had our muck up day after exams were done, though.
And
we
it was
like
hot.
We did our
no.
exam. Yes,
would
I do
you
feel-
have come back? There's no way. Once I've done the year 12
yeah,
exam,
I
am
right.
out. There's no way I'd come back even for muck up day.
Oh, no, I was a very good student. I would have come back.
He was still there. You never left.
I never left.
he was the Peter Bowl of his time.
I still go back and visit occasionally.
Did you see this story? What did they do, the boys? The water ballooning.
Yeah,
was it?
It was muck up day and they had set themselves up ready to go for some water bombing.
Right.
And a few of them got into it early.
Right.
I think that's really it.
Seems and is it water bombing or water boarding?
But no, not water boarding. For God's sake, it's not Guantanamo
like,
Bay.
I get why they were sent home for that.
Yeah.
No, I believe that they've made an arrangement with the school to do it at lunchtime and a couple of them got a bit trigger happy and went early.
Oh, I mean, if you ever, you know, put a party popper in a kid's hand and be like, don't use that yet.
Yeah.
Just wait.
Mate, we did way worse than water bombs at our school for muck up day. Like, there were flower bombs and one kid got onto the oval over the weekend, did doughies and like,
oh, really?
All sorts of stuff.
Someone at our school liquid nailed all of the locks in the doors so no one could get into the
school.
Oh,
God.
Good times, you guys.
Okay, right.
Good times back in the day. Hey, one other thing you may have caught over the weekend is the Golden Smart Rider competition will be launched over the course of October. So basically what that means is that anyone that uses public transport in the month of October is eligible to win one of the 4 Golden Smart Riders on offer. Essentially, it's a golden ticket.
Hey, you've got it! You've got the last golden ticket!
Run for it, Charlie! Run straight home and don't stop till you get there!
That's audio of what will happen once you find it.
Yeah. Yes.
If you've got to travel in the month of October and fill out an online entry form.
Oh,
right, okay, there you
go.
But you'll get free transport for a year, which is pretty good, free public transport.
I saw Premier and Rita Saffioti taking their shot with their little passes and thinking, now get me out of here. Where's my government car?
You know what? I was like, I thought that the golden ticket thing was cute, but the capping of the fares is what's blown my mind.
It's two stops,
so you're not going to have to pay more than that. So now a person who's travelling from Mandurah and is paying like over $11, they pay $11.30 to travel from Mandurah to Perth. The new two-zone cap means they're only going to pay $4.90.
Well, it's good because, you know,
that's
since
huge.
COVID, public transport usage has gone down
big
time.
Yeah, but in Perth, we're back to 85% capacity on
Don't
public transport.
Don't contradict me,
Kimber. Guys, last night I had a lovely weekend. I don't know about what you guys got up to, but I was like out and about. I had some lovely times with friends and family. I played arcade games. Mm. I had a gorgeous afternoon yesterday. Went out to Leaderville, had a little drink and some lunch in the sun with a friend, and just
lovely.
A lovely time.
Yeah.
So last night I was ready for bed. You know, like just one of those. Really, I thought I'm just going to nod off, and this is going to be beautiful. And did the bedtime routine, got into my little gym jams, had my shower, got my gym jams, wandered off to my bedroom. I walked in my bedroom and experienced this.
Oh my God. No, God! No, God!
please, no! No! No!
Was James naked?
I forgot to make my bed. Oh. And I mean, I've stripped it back. Yeah. Everything, like, there's no mattress protector. There's nothing. I washed everything from the bed yesterday and did not remake the bed. I don't think there is a worse feeling than at night when you're about to climb into bed and it's all you are longing for and then you realise that you are on plain mattress with nothing else.
Oh, yeah.
It was maddening. Like, when I was like sitting there going, I'm angry at past Kimber.
Yes.
Like, I feel like past Kimber is meant to set future Kimber up for success. And she blew it.
Yes.
I was so angry.
I've slept on my dressing gown rather than do all of that bedding.
Yeah, right. You know?
Yeah.
That's how mad it makes you. It actually makes you feel, I think, defiant.
Yes.
Like, it's that thing of, like, I've just never felt so frustrated. And I thought, I challenge you. Is there a worse feeling than when you're going to bed at night and you realise your bed hasn't been made?
Well, clearly there is, but
First world problem way.
Right, okay.
Oh, okay. First world problem, okay.
Got
now
one.
You're talking.
When we go and visit mum and dad on a Wednesday night, it's Wednesday night dinner, and then wanting to get home and you've got the kids screaming because it's late and you've got other bits and pieces going on. And wandering into the kitchen and realising that none of the bottles that you'll need overnight for Ollie have been washed. That is a good 15, 20 minutes of we're not going to get to bed for it. That turns into another hour before you can get everybody to bed.
It's so maddening.
I mean, I was going to bring up world inequality, but it's not first world problem.
It doesn't fit in.
No, it's not as bad as the bed not being made. But I'm with you. It is so annoying. Because you've got into, it's like your circadian rhythm has already kicked in.
Yeah.
You're like, right, I'm going to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole thing. I mean, for us too, there's a cat and a dog that wants to be involved.
Yes.
And, you know.
Yeah, it's too much. Give us a call, 131060. If you've had that feeling where you've just gone, no, over anything, tell us your first world problem.
God!
Is there any feeling worse than going to get into bed and the bed's not made?
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. Jasmine, have you got something that feels worse than that?
I do. My seven-month-old daughter, for the last few weeks, I will put her down to bed. Or when I get up to feed her in the middle of the night, I'll transfer her back to her cot. She will wait until I am back in my bed under the covers, ready to go back to sleep, and then she will start crying hysterically.
No!
Yeah.
She knows. Yeah.
She definitely knows.
She knows.
Oh, Jasmine.
Yeah, have you checked that maybe you don't have a little sleep camera or something being watching you in your room? She's actually monitoring you from hers.
She would.
Good luck, Jazz.
Nella in Secret Harbour, hi.
Hi.
Nella, what's giving you that feeling? What's worse than walking into your room and discovering you have stripped the bed entirely and forgotten to make it?
When you've got to go to work at 6 a.m. and you get up about 4 o'clock to make a cup of coffee and you realise you don't have enough milk.
Oh. No! No!
Well, we can feel you, Nella, because we get here and sometimes there's no beans for the coffee machine and we get up that early. We need our hits.
It's rough, isn't it?
Is that how you become someone who drinks black coffee?
Maybe.
Like those times where you haven't had milk and you've been so desperate and then you find you're quite into it?
You have no choice.
Even worse when you open the fridge for tea and there's only soy milk.
Oh,
can't
have soy milk in a tea.
Hey, Billy!
Oh, g'day, guys. How are you?
Good, mate.
What do you got for us?
It's when you had got into bed and you're almost asleep and then you realise you haven't put the bins out.
Billy!
No! God!
Please,
no! 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 No!
That's how that feels.
Oh, wow. Oh, you nailed it.
Occasionally I've mentioned that when I was growing up and growing up in a relatively European household, Italians.
Oh, are you? Italian.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Oh, have I mentioned that before to you guys?
No. You know what? I had a suspicion and I just never really,
Pick
up on it.
So I'm Italian and I go to the gym before I come into work.
Oh. Wow.
What a flog. So we just went to visit Nonna yesterday. And Nonna's She's got to be getting close to 90, I think. Once you sort of blow past 75, 80, I reckon you just sort of stop remembering.
Yeah,
it's all the same, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Just old. But she's still got it. She still gets around, awesome. And, you know, she's still cooking. We were there yesterday. Still cooking?
You still have to cook at that age?
Oh, she's incredible. Oh, she loves it.
When does it end?
Well, for you, it hasn't even started yet. We were there yesterday, and this hasn't happened for a long time. In our family, like, I remember as a kid growing up, a couple of things. Our house was a halfway house. There was always people there.
Mm.
And it would generally start, you know, people just sort of dropping in. They'd drop in as late as 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. Sometimes they wouldn't leave till 2 o'clock in the morning. Mm. Like, it was great. Then they'd come back the next day, you know, for a Sunday, everybody together. Mm. And yesterday, we just decided to drop through Nonna's house just to catch up. She hasn't seen the grandies for a little while, so hello. Half the Corelli clan is there as we walk in, getting stuck into waffles and all sorts of stuff. And then it turns into a big lunch.
Awesome.
It was just beautiful. The piatti pasta is on and all of that, right? And then Nonna's always got, no matter what time, day or night, doesn't matter, she's always got treats and sweets sort of tucked away somewhere, ready to go. And we've all finished lunch, we're all sitting around the table, and she's just wandered over to the cupboard. You watch her as she's wandered, she's shuffling, because she's, you know, almost 90, shuffling over to the cupboard, and she bends down and she pulls out this box of celebrations or favourites, runs over to the table. Shuffles over to the table, tips them all out into the middle of the table. As she does it, though, starts scrounging around, grabs the cherry ripes, all of them, tucks them away.
Pops them.
I've never seen her move so fast. That was amazing. Pete, Matt and Kimber. Ah, good morning, QZ.
Good morning, legend. Super pumped up today with the Masked Singer starting tonight. So
it's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing, guys. If you don't know what it is, there's a group of celebrities. They've all got masks on, and we have to try to guess who they are.
Well, I mean, I'm looking forward to the show because it's been a good one. I liked last season as well, but I think you're unveiling something pretty special tonight, aren't you? Aren't you wearing a bit of a mask?
I'm unveiling. I'm wearing an upper lip mask.
Mm.
So I've got a mustache, which my wife doesn't love, and my children are embarrassed by. But I think, why not show it to the nation and let the nation make their decision? So,
Australia, you decide.
Yeah, and so I imagine that it might, you know, my name has been trending on Twitter quite a bit over the last 18 months since the pandemic started. So it might be just one more trend for Dave Hughes. So, yeah. So I love to give the haters something to hate about.
Yeah. Do I just text in my vote whether you should keep it or not?
I think so, yeah. We should take it off and talk about the mustache show. But some of the – I'm not going to lie. Some of the a couple of the contestants at least during the show, you know, they sing for their supper for weeks, and then when their head comes off, all they want to talk about is my mustache. So,
Have you spotted any new talent? Because, of course, we've got the big show, the grand final, and we need to have some entertainment.
Yeah, look, I know that no one can get into WA, and everyone there is very lucky, and you've done well to make sure that the grand final can happen. I think Tim Winton just doing a book reading, you know.
Great idea, mate.
Cloud Street or Breathe or one of his other, you know, worldwide bestsellers. If he's just up there, you know, it's going to be, you know, I think, and if he can do it as badly as Meatloaf did the singing that year. So, yeah, I reckon Tim Winton with the long hair, what a cool dude. He says to me everything that is great about WA, and it's taken it to the world. So, yeah,
love it.
I'm thinking a bit of spoken word with Baby John Burgess.
Baby John Burgess to get involved.
Catchphrase.
Yes.
We got all the talent in the West Coast.
Hughesy, of course, the Masked Singer. Give us the deets, mate, tonight on 10.
7:30 tonight on 10. It's huge. The unveiling is massive. Don't miss it. Right, that'll be about 8:30. But watch from the start. It's great fun, guys.
Good on you, mate. Take care. We'll catch up soon.
Bye.
When we think sport, we think Barra. Good morning to you, mate.
Hey, guys. How are you? Yeah, look, I'll get to the grand final in a moment, obviously, in Perth. and how to get some tickets, but there's been a lot happening overnight and also this morning. Firstly, the Duncraig Dasher. The Duncraig Dasher is back. Daniel Ricciardo has won the Italian GP. And yes, he did do a shoey afterwards. He drank from his racing shoe, which I think is a crazy tradition myself.
God, yeah, but if he didn't drink now, he doesn't know when he's going to win another. My goodness, it's been a long time between drinks.
There was a huge incident in the race. Max Verstappen drove over Lewis Hamilton. It was really scary. Hamilton saved by the halo, the safety device that's around the driver. And as you were saying, Pete, in the break, how big are those tyres?
Mate, I couldn't get over it because when you're watching it, I've been watching that Netflix documentary, Drive to Survive, and getting into the F1 now because of it. When you watch it, they look small. And then it's like five or six times the size of his head.
Oh, he was so lucky. And Verstappen didn't even check on him. He just walked off back to the pit. So a bit of a halfback flanker, I think, Max Verstappen. Dan's first win in over 3 years. He's now won a Grand Prix in every year that Perth has hosted an AFL Grand Final. So that's pretty good. Can we hear the audio of Dan going on, across the line?
Deep down, I knew this was going to come, so thanks for having my back, and for anyone who thought I left, I never left, just moved aside for a while. Thanks, guys.
Oh, good on him.
On his car radio, so that's great.
May I ask you, is that a diss in football term, saying he's a bit of a half-back flanker?
Yeah, it's rhyming slang.
Sorry. I wasn't trying to set you up, I just got it. Move on.
Another huge event just completed too, the US Open tennis. Novak Djokovic was going for his first Grand Slam, well, the first Grand Slam since 1969, since Rod Laver, our man, won it. So that's winning all slams, US Open, Aussie Open, French Open and Wimbledon in 1 year. But he was denied by Daniil Medvedev in three sets, so in straight sets. And it was really interesting to see the celebrities there. I don't know if it's COVID or what, but all of them have got really old. Old Blue Steel, Ben Stiller from Zoolander, super grey. Grey steel now. Seriously. Wow. John McEnroe looks like Bad Grandpa from Jackass.
Is it not okay to age? Is aging not all right?
No, I just blew me away. Alec
Barra's now working for Just For Men.
Alec Baldwin, he does look like Trump now. Permanently.
Right.
He takes off Trump. He looks like Trump. The only ones holding their age, which you guys would as well, Brad Pitt and Bradley Cooper. They look pretty good.
I'm sure it's completely natural.
Quickly, the footy, because I know you've got some great audio there. Grand Final, Melbourne versus the Bulldogs, Saturday week. People want to know how to get tickets. Two Victorian teams, great result for us because we get more tickets to the Grand Final because the Victorians can't come over. So I reckon there'll be 20,000 tickets. What you do is you either ring up a Bulldogs or a Melbourne member and get hold of their barcode. That's one way you could do it. The other way, Thursday, 10 a.m, phone, laptop, home computer, all logged in at the same time on Ticketmaster and get on just before 10. So 10 minutes to 10, 5 to 10, all three devices ready to go. And then bang, you're a chance. 20,000 tickets available. You'll probably get in. I reckon you'll be a
Thursday,
big chance.
Thursday, 10 a.m.
Thursday, right. 10 a.m.
Just beforehand. Oh,
ready got nothing else to do that day.
No.
And some band called Birds of Tokyo will be singing. I don't know them.
Apparently, have they locked a new band?
Of course they are.
Well, they did the 2013 grand final.
When the Dockers
played. Yes, they did actually. Yeah. I did know
it's not their first time. They're not the raging band that I thought you'd get at the AFL. They're a little bit on the, you know, more somber side. He's had his heart broken quite a few times.
You too can't get here.
Hey, just briefly, we've all been really moved by the plight of young Danny Hodgson, the young man who was king hit and is currently in an induced coma in hospital. And we wish him well. Unfortunately, his parents have been allowed out here and they are here. And you know, our hearts go out to him. I was watching my beloved Man United on Saturday night, and Danny was a former teammate of Dean Henderson, a goalkeeper there at Man United, and the 74,000 people at Old Trafford gave him a cheer.
That's nice, isn't it?
Sorry about that. The quality of that audio, but a lovely thing for Danny. And come on, mate, get well.
Yeah,
wake up.
Pull through, brother. Yeah. Keep going.
Get better results from your digital marketing with Living Online. Book a strategy session now at livingonline.com.au.